This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Boren. We're joined now once again by Linfield High School hockey coach John Gardner. Coach, welcome back to MSO, and an important win for you guys yesterday over Pentucket.
Yeah, I mean, the way we've been kind of struggling to string together wins, any win's a good win for us at this point.
Well, you've got quite a few in a row here as I'm looking. Let's see. No, Amesbury, yep, okay. So Amesbury won last night as well. But tell me about this Pentucket game and how the message is getting across to the guys in terms of heading down the stretch here.
Yeah, so we you know, kids are going to look at teams, your upcoming opponents, and kind of categorize them into, like, you're the favorite, you're not, you know, it's going to be a coin flip. But my guys know that we did what we were supposed to do last night, but I challenged them to win that game 5-0 as opposed to 9-3, and kind of driving home the point of, like, defend, take care of the puck. I want our goalie to have nothing. And the one they did score was in the third. It was 5-0, and it was our freshman was in that, and he would admit he'd like to have that back. It was just kind of a dump in on net, and it kind of crossed him up a little bit. But the bottom line is we held them to 9 shots. We had high volume and high quality again, and it took a little bit longer than we would have liked to finish, which has been a common theme all year. It was 1-0 with like 2 minutes left in the second, mm-hmm. and then we banged in 2 late ones, and then we were rolling. But it seems to be a common theme for us.
Who's getting the message, John, among your leaders to take the leadership in terms of what you're asking for? Because it sounds like over the course of the year that we've talked, it sounds like it's not a question of commitment. It's just a kind of a question of focus.
Yeah, consistency is the hardest thing to get, and the hardest, you know, last bit of skill and quality you need is that finishing. So knowing when you got to you know, shoot quick, knowing when you have time because the pace of the pass to kind of cradle it and pick your spot. Again, not lack of trying, it's just kind of like it's not talked enough about how difficult it is to be just thrust into this. I'm the captain and I got to lead my peers. It's not easy to do. And our group has been at least had the wherewithal to openly admit, like, it's a challenge and help me through this, and our guys, you know, continue to cultivate that skill. And again, as I mentioned, it's not easy.
Well, yeah, of course. Statistically, though, Coach, in terms of goals, you guys got a wide margin in favor, so it kind of indicates the games that you haven't come out with a W have been pretty close.
Yeah, and that's kind of a bit of a concern of mine. I mean, we're a different team every month. We scheduled really tough in December and February. December was meant to, after winning 20 games last year and only losing 2, including the playoff game, December was meant to be more of a humbling experience for our guys. And, you know, that was the case. But some tough overtime losses and 1-goal games in the third that we could come up with. But we've shined light on, like, you gotta figure that out. We've won a couple close ones, but when we're firing on all cylinders, we're putting up 5, 6, 7, 8 goals,
mm-hmm.
and I think we've done 5+ 6 or 7 times this year. So yeah, once we're I kind of joke with them, like, can you maybe save some of those just 7, 8, you know, for a close game on the horizon? So,
well, John, you know, the thing is, it sounds that you trust your kids in terms of talent. They've got the talent, and it's a question of I don't know, maybe just grinding it out. But on the other hand, you're still in good stead in the MIAA power rankings. You and Essex Tech are leading the way for our local teams. So down the stretch, how do you've always maintained a positive attitude, Coach, and how do you get that across to the kids and let them know that, okay, you know, a record maybe, but what we want it to be, but geez, we got a long way. We can do some good things here down the stretch.
Yeah, we told them from the get-go, like, don't get used to winning at the rate that we have been, and literally me and Jay use the phrase, like, are you going to be okay with 5, 6, 7 losses this year? not okay with it, but just like you're going to go to pieces with it and let it define you. I'd rather, again, go in the tournament 10-10 as a six seed and put it all together and make some noise. So again, you can't just throw a switch and wave a wand. That's what these next six games are, which is a bit of a murderer's row. We get the Newburyport, Gloucester, Scituate, three in a row, which is cakewalk by any means.
No, it's not the little sisters of the poor that you're coming up against,
no,
for sure.
No.
And God, Newburyport is flying. Gloucester may have regained their momentum. I don't know about Scituate, but it also is a great opportunity, of course, for the kids to get the experience heading into the tournament, win, lose, or draw. How do you look at this now, in terms of practice? We're recording this on Thursday, so you've got a Friday practice coming up. And then, again, that huge game going up to the Graf.
Yeah, I mean, that one was funny that you said that. We sat down with our leadership group, which is our two C's, our two A's, and then three kids that are seniors that have been with us for 4 years, so four-year varsity guys. And we sat down with them in the coach's room and kind of asked them, like, what do we need a little more of? What do we need a little less of? Shoot me straight. What drills you want to do on the ice? And I'm like, what do you guys want to do after a couple drills? But, like, you're playing your opponent like Newburyport. They are very big into, like, physical and timely scoring and mucking and near the cage and throwing cue ball shots off the side of the net and all that good stuff. So just do some drills geared towards just kind of tight in space, being physical, locating, bodies, sticks, clearing out pucks, all that good stuff. Last game we played them, people see the score 3-1. We outshot them like 33-13. And they scored a couple. Their MO, timely scoring. I made sure I told my guys every single year, hats off to Coach Yameen. Every year you play Newburyport the second time, they're like a different team. So we're expecting a big-time push at the Graf. They're Cal champs this year. They're definitely looking to run the table, and it's our job to kind of put that little blemish on there.
Well, yeah, you talk about momentum; they've got it. And in terms of, I just lost my thought here for a second. Totally lost it, John. Man, it's been a long year. I just think that. The stretch thing, I know what I was going to mention was I had an evaluator, and it's funny you should mention what do you want to do more of, what do you want to do less of. I had an evaluator when I was in school, and the evaluation process, he had three things on his sheet, and one was in terms of what he was recommending, do more of, do less of, keep doing. And what I would ask you coaches is, what do you want your kids to keep doing at this point?
Keep doing is just... I've never had a team in 12 years that possesses the puck more than us. It's insane. It's starting to get to the point where, like, we're, minimum doubling up teams in shots, and that's fine, but we're also, like, double/tripling them up in, like, grade A chances. It's just, again, that last finish is what we got to fix. So we need to continue that puck possession game and volume and quantity, but we just need to finish. Our power play has to get going. Our power play has been the least productive in 10 years. And the worst part is the beginning of the year, they weren't looking the part and weren't scoring. Now they're passing the eyeball test. They're doing everything right, hitting posts, moving the puck, zipping it around, a lot of zone time. They're just, again, 5-on-5, 5-on-4, not burying. So that's just point of emphasis in February in practice, like bear down, bury. Shoot quicker, shoot lower, simplify, and if that happens, then watch out.
Well, and you know that if they're doing what you want them to do and it hasn't happened yet, it will, because you've got that experience and you and your staff, what to do. So it is a question of, getting the right bounce here and there, but they got to pay attention. John, hold on after we finish this interview. Anything else you want to mention with this big week coming up?
That's a big month in general. It's very ironic because we've been, get a little traction and then have a little bit of a pitfall or a backslide. And we're like we mentioned, plugging a lot of holes. It's very fitting. We said, and it's to the phrase we're using is to, like, officially once and clip is fishermen and sailors.
So oh, geez. Okay.
That was meant to be.
All right. That's that's Linfield High School hockey coach. I almost said Newburyport. That's Linfield High School hockey coach John Gardner. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.